Doctor Who. Starring Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith. Blood of the Daleks by Steve Lyons. Part 2.
Target has disappeared. What do we do, Creator?
Disappeared? Well, no, not really, unless you mean that hologram of me.
Generated by my own device. You're resourceful, Doctor. I'll concede that much.
Your concessions don't interest me, Professor Montes. It's your ambitions I'm more concerned about. And I believe they need to be kept firmly under lock and key.
Stop him! Fire!
Target has left the incubation chamber.
Find him and kill him!
The locking codes have been altered. We are trapped in here.
Then blast that door down! I can hear you, you know. Sneaking around out there. Scared to face me? Why have you locked me up like... Oh, it's you, Cardwell!
I'm trying to rescue you, Lucius. So if you don't mind not broadcasting that fact to every Dalek on this ship...
I wondered where you disappeared to. Hey, are you all right? You...
I knew the Daleks weren't what they seemed. I warned you to stay away.
Yeah, true, you did. But have you ever found that people don't really take you seriously when you're wearing that tinfoil hat?
I see. There's an electric eye over this side of the doorway generating the force field. I have a screwdriver here somewhere.
You've got a whole bunch of B&Q stashed away in those pockets.
I'm going to get you off this ship. Then I want you to run as far away as you can. And you can think yourself lucky.
Lucky? I get marched in here, banged off
and... started killing people.
Are you sure you're
Look,
not...
Look, my arm.
Oh, my God. What is that, a burn or...?
A group of us were brought into the ship just after you. The Daleks kept asking us questions.
What sort of questions?
About Martis.
Who?
Did we know where he was? Were there other Dalek creatures already on Red Rocket Rising?
Well, why would they ask that?
I don't know. But we couldn't answer. I'd never tell them anything anyway. Then they took us into a room and...
Darling, are you all right?
I don't know how I survived. Bodies fell on me. Must have shielded me. Just lucky, I suppose.
Probably a hat that saved you.
They died. Don't you understand? Burning light. For a moment, I thought I could see right through their bodies.
You really mean it, don't you, Tom?
Yes.
Someone's coming. Quick, Tom, behind that wall.
Human prisoner. You will come with me. You are required on the command deck.
Yeah? Your boss decided to talk to me at last, has he? Huh, about time.
The Doctor is not a citizen of your world. He is alien to you. Why would you protect him?
It's not a question of protecting him. It's... Oh, please understand. If you could just... If you could show me some evidence, I could have him arrested.
You have no security forces!
There are people who'll fill in for now, if they know there's a reason.
The Doctor is too dangerous to remain at liberty!
Dangerous?
You know where to find him! You will take us to him!
Why do you need my help? With all this technology of yours, surely you can track down an alien life form.
The asteroid that devastated your world contained many ionotronic ores. The metallic dust in your atmosphere is inhibiting our scanners. You must help us, Eileen Clint.
I'm sorry. I really am. And I pray this won't affect the relationship between our people. It's just... there are rules.
Silence! You have betrayed the Daleks! We will locate the Doctor by our own means.
Look, you better have brought me up here to apologize, because whatever issues you have with the Doctor, they're nothing to do with me, okay?
Clint! Oh, am I glad to see you? Look, you can tell them, right? They'll listen to you.
No, Lucy. I don't think they will.
Now, I wonder what you're up to out there, Doctor. Why won't you talk to me?
I don't think there's anything left to say, Asher Griver.
Yes, I've become so used to being poor, hapless Asher. I almost feel like I am her.
Except there was a real Asher once, with her own hopes and dreams.
She was no one. You think her dreams were as worthy as mine? My dreams will save mankind.
No, Martez, they won't.
Oh, and what are you going to do, Doctor? Kill me? What right have you to judge me? You're not even a human being.
And neither are those creatures in there with you.
Yes, they are. They are the future.
I've heard it all before, Martez. They are not the future. They are the end of everything. And I will do anything it takes to stop your twisted dreams ever seeing the light of day.
You can't destroy my work. I know the contents of my laboratory, and you don't have the materials for a large enough explosion.
I only have to create a big enough blast to seal you in your precious incubation chamber.
You'll never do it in time. My prototype's weapon.
Yeah, bye. Bored now. In fact, I need the battery pack from that intercom. That should help. What is it about Dalek creators? They never seem to want to shut up. Hang on, that's not the intercom.
Attention! Attention! Survivors of Red Rocket Rising! This is a warning! There is a dangerous criminal on your planet! A terrorist who would destroy you all! He is known as the Doctor!
Now just what are you up to?
Anyone who knows the location of the Doctor must inform the Daleks immediately. We have captured his accomplice. She will now describe this criminal. State your name.
I think you'd better do as they say.
I was just thinking about something Tom Cardwell told me.
Tom?
Who is Tom Cardwell?
Just someone you nearly...
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
Oh, dear. Tom Cardwell knows the truth, doesn't he, Lucy? And now, so do you.
State your name.
Lucy Miller.
Now, darling.
Lucy Bleeding Miller, all right?
Describe the Doctor.
Well, he's sort of... I haven't known him for long, so I don't really know.
Describe him.
About the same age as me dad.
Be specific.
I don't know. About... 40-something, you know, old. But he wears funny stuff, like an old hippie or, you know, something you'd see in some boring film. Long hair, velvet jacket, funny collar, big cravat, waistcoat. Probably thinks he's smart, but looks like he's never shopped anywhere trendy in his life.
All citizens of Red Rocket Rising will be watchful. If you see the Doctor, bring him to us. Your new allies and friends, the Daleks.
Well, you certainly know how to make a man popular.
And, Doctor, if you are listening, if you are not located, if you do not surrender to us before we are ready to leave this planet, we will exterminate your associate, Lucy Miller.
No! No, you can't! That's not fair! I don't even like it!
Looks like the Time Lords have well and truly abandoned you.
I'm gonna kill him for landing me in this mess.
Silence!
Look, the Doctor and me, we don't even like each other. He's not gonna give himself up just because
she
you got
will
me.
Be taken to the detention cells to await extermination.
No.
You can't seriously go through with this. I don't care what you think the Doctor has done. Lucy is clearly an innocent.
Yeah. Look, the Time Lords stuck us together. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The actions of the Time Lords in this matter do not concern us. Take her.
I'll take this to the highest authority. I will personally ensure that the most stringent sanctions...
I only wanted a bit of salt.
Silence!
No, wait. Wait. I'll show you where he is, all right? The Doctor. I can take you to him.
Doctor, are you out here? Time's up, Doctor!
Scans detect no life signs in the Creator's laboratory.
The enemy of the Creator has fled.
Leaving his pitiful explosive device behind. We've survived, as I always knew we would. And now, it's time to introduce you to the world to fulfill your destiny.
Have you stopped? You will not delay.
All right. No need to get grit in your grill. Just wanted to get my bearings. All these streets look the same in the dark.
You will not delay. You will not...
Okay. Look, this is it. This is where I last saw him. The Doctor. Right here.
I just...
You will take us to the doctor or you will be...
This way! Okay, happy now? It's this way. Look, we'll find the doctor somewhere along... Here!
Lucy!
Doctor, look out! I think they're gonna... Are we still alive?
For now. Come on, run! Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Keep running. In here. Get down.
You all right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Were you leading them to me?
Where did they get to? Maybe they lost interest and got distracted by something.
Hardly likely. Let's have a look. I should be able to spot them from up here. I'm going to try that window. Stay down.
Can't see them.
I thought I told you to stay down.
Oh, look. There. That's them, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
No? But...
Very like them. But something actually a bit different.
Hey?
The meeting of the clans.
Identify yourselves. We are the ultimate evolution. Our creator has sent us to greet you. You are the Daleks created on Red Rocket Rising?
Yes, our creator made us by studying your technology. He sent out a signal for you to come and assist in the birthing of a new species. Daleks, you are welcome.
Oh, Martez, Martez, what did you do?
Who the hell is this Martez when he's at home? Tom Cardwell said the Daleks were asking about him.
Tom? Were they now?
Yeah. What's going on down there, Doctor?
Scans confirm presence of genetic impurities. We are the same. We are all Daleks. Now, you are not Daleks. You represent a deviation from the purity of the Dalek bloodline.
But our creator summoned you, and you came.
We received the signal from Martez. That is why we deflected the asteroid to destroy this planet. I do not... understand? They must be eradicated!
No!
Exterminated!
Why? Why would you do this? We are Daleks. We are the same. You were summoned to bring life to our species.
For your species of mutants, there can be only extermination. Exterminate!
So Martez brought this on himself.
I was right there, wasn't I?
How'd you work that out?
I said they got distracted by something.
I suppose that's true.
Not that I understand any of the rest of it, though. The rest of it's just a load of gobbledygook, and frankly, I don't really care, because at least I'm alive, and I really thought I wasn't going to be, like, very soon, if you know what I mean. Can't we just get out of here now or what?
One Dalek mutant totally destroyed. One escaped with severe damage. What are your casualties?
One Dalek unit destroyed. I have suffered minor casing damage. Mutant Dalek weaponry was highly effective.
Pursue damaged mutant Dalek and report. Atmospheric interference still preventing long-range scans. We must locate the mutants and prevent the birth of this deviant species.
I obey. We will. Alert! Alert! Identify!
I don't believe this. We could have got away.
Identify!
I think you already know me.
Not you!
Oh, me? Oh, well, I'm the doctor, of course. Didn't you recognize me from Lucy's flattering description? Mm-hmm. Well, I am surprised.
It is the doctor!
They get very excited about you, don't they?
One gets used to it.
You are the doctor! You will be
new orders! I know something.
Wait! Do not exterminate him! What does he know? Ask him. What do you know?
Yeah, what do you know?
Take me to your leader. I'll speak only to him. But leave the girl. We don't need her.
Oh, thanks.
I will exterminate her.
No, if you exterminate her...
Then she will come with us.
Well, oh, very well. Don't say I didn't try, Lucy.
What?
What's happened to you?
I am damaged. My fellow unit was destroyed.
Was this the work of that doctor?
No. We encountered the Daleks. The Daleks you summoned to help us. Why would they attack us, Creator?
I called for them for their help, but...
Are we not like them? Creator!
No, you are better than they are. You have human blood in your veins. I have evolved you into the ultimate life form, and the Daleks, those Daleks, fear you because of that.
Why?
Because they see a future in which you will replace them.
Then we are the superior beings, and those who threaten us must be.
Sleep well, my child, and know that you have served your purpose. There will be thousands, billions more cast in your image. You are the vanguard of a new, better species. And that species will endure. If these other Daleks want a war, that is what they shall get.
What on earth were you doing in that ship anyway, if you were trying to impress me?
Oh, not full of yourself much, are you?
Silence!
Well, the only reason the Daleks kept you alive was because of me. A simple thank you wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah, thanks for getting us captured. Great. I mean, you just walked up to them and gave in. Yeah, thanks. You're the best. Whatever.
Silence!
Yeah, whereas when I bumped into you, you were actually trying to lead the Daleks to me. Nothing like a bit of loyalty, is there?
Silence! Silence! Obey!
And FYI, I was not trying to impress you. I went on board that ship to get as far away from you as I could.
That's a shame you failed at that, isn't it?
The Doctor has been captured.
The female will be returned to the hostage quarters.
You never intended to help us at all, did you? Why the charade, Dalek Supreme? And what is it you really want?
Acting President Eileen Clint, you have knowledge of a male human identified as Martez?
Professor Martez? Yes, he was a scientist, a criminal, but he's dead. Just before his trial, he suffered a fatal...
If only that were true, Eileen.
Doctor? What do you mean?
He's the reason the Daleks are here. Martez, your evil genius who escaped the hangman's noose.
I was never in favor of capital...
No, he seems to think you would have made an exception for him.
He? You mean you've met him? But he's...
He's very much alive and inside Asher Greyvern's body.
What?
Yes. Her head's positively buzzing with his twisted little brainwaves. Hello, you must be the Dalek Supreme. Appalling to see you again.
Give us your information!
What? No time for chit-chat. I gather you're fighting some war or other.
War?
Yes, the Daleks are always fighting a war. Didn't you see the state of their ship? You've had a right pacing recently, haven't you? Who is it this time, Dalek Supreme? Mechanoids? Mavellans? Each other? As if it matters. What does matter is that one of your ships was shot down. It crash-landed on Red Rocket Rising, and somehow, Professor Martez got his greedy little hands on its contents.
Martez signaled this command ship when the human government discovered his experiments. He requested our help in birthing his creations.
But instead, you thought you'd just smash Red Rocket Rising to bits with an asteroid.
They did that? The Daleks actually...
Particularly unpleasant, isn't it, when the saviors turn out to be the perpetrators?
But why? Why would you...
The mutant Daleks are bred from inferior stock. They must not be allowed to contaminate our bloodline.
Martez was making Daleks?
Is making Daleks, and that's what the Dalek Supreme and his motley crew came here to check on. Miscalculated with the asteroid, didn't you? Didn't quite do the job.
We came to make sure that the blood of the Daleks remains pure.
All sounds very grand, doesn't it? But you had to sneak back, didn't you, in your little broken-down ship?
Our main battle force is now deployed in Sector Gamma Z Alpha 9.
Whatever, as Lucy Miller would say. But you were scared Martez might have somehow mobilized his mutant Daleks, weren't you? Afraid they might be a force to be reckoned with, hence the softly-softly approach. We have come to help. Fish and chips for all.
You have been in contact with the impure hybrids, Doctor. You know where they are. You will guide us to them, or you will be...
There's no need for threats, not this time. I know what you want, Dalek Supreme. And I've come here to help you.
Tom!
Shh!
Oh, I can't believe it. You're still here. How come the Daleks didn't find you?
I couldn't get off the ship. I nearly made it down the ramp when I saw them bringing you and the Doctor on board. What do they want with him?
They seem not to like him much. But he offered himself up to them. It doesn't make much sense to me. Have you still got that screwdriver?
Yes, and I'm going to get you out of here. Oh, no.
What's that?
I've started the engines.
But if we're flying, I don't feel a thing. Not like my last trip.
They must be using anti-gravity. I'm sorry, Lucy.
What for? Look, just get me out of this cell.
I needed, wanted you to be safe. I thought I could protect you, Lucy, but no.
What do you mean, Tom? Don't go all weird on me.
Listen to me. We can't do anything to help ourselves now or the others on this ship, but there are more of our people down there. Hundreds, thousands more, waiting blindly in line to be culled.
Those are those fish and battery things you had in your... Exactly how many of them do you have on you?
Enough. And we have to stop the Daleks. I've run through this scenario so many times in my head. Can't believe I get to do it for real. To stop the monsters. Give my life for the world.
Look, just get me out of this bleeding cell, Tom.
Okay, I've programmed the route to the Montez facility into your guidance systems, but the coordinates don't seem to...
Our guidance systems are being affected by high quantities of ionotronic dust in the atmosphere. You must monitor the course manually.
Which means you need to keep me alive. Good. One, maybe two missiles to the coordinates I've indicated, and our problems will be over.
You are an efficient ally, Doctor.
How many city blocks will your missiles destroy? There are people in those buildings.
Just the one. One block. The building where Martez is breeding his monsters.
And these so-called monsters, aren't they just the victims of Martez's experiments? Aren't they living beings as well?
No, Clint. Not anymore. They're trapped in a perpetual nightmare of hate and fear. They are Daleks now.
Then what does that make you, Doctor, to side with these Daleks?
The universe is a bad enough place with just one race of Daleks. I cannot allow there to be two.
You can't allow. You're helping them to commit genocide. And I don't care how you justify that. You're...
These Daleks are weak, Clint. You've seen the condition of this ship. They're in the middle of a war. Tough times for them.
And yet still they came here just to...
They're Daleks. They can always find something new to hate. But they're under-equipped and undermanned. And that's why they had to resort to subterfuge this time. That's why they lied to you, pretended to help. And that, Madam Acting President, is why they diverted an asteroid into your planet, blocked your distress signals, and shot down your Exodus ships as they left.
Shot? No, you don't know that.
Ionotronic dust.
What?
Your Exodus ships used ion drive engines?
Yes, they were old freight.
Ionotronic dust is what you get when an ion drive engine blows up. The Daleks were out there watching, waiting for your planet to die. They saw your ships and then destroyed them.
Then we're all that's left. All along, I comforted myself with the thought that at least the others...
That's what you're dealing with, Clint. Pure, undiluted evil. And Martez is trying to create them all over again.
Well, Tom, you don't think you might have watched too many films?
There's no escape for us, Lucy. We'll have left Red Rocket Rising by now.
Tom, love, listen to me. You're talking about blowing us up, for God's sake.
If we pile up the batteries here...
All I'm saying is, you could wait for...
For what? What do you think might happen?
I don't know. But the Doctor knows the Daleks. He must have known he couldn't trust them when he came on board. He must have made some plan. He looks like a man with a plan, doesn't he?
There's no more time.
What is that? Some sort of... Oh, no, you don't. Cardwell, no! Give me that lighter!
What do you think's going to happen when the Daleks have wiped out Martez's creatures? It doesn't seem likely they'll reward you for your part in the bloodshed.
I'm well aware of that, Eileen, but I had a chance like this before and I chose not to take it. Big mistake.
Target structure sighted. Beginning descent. Collision course locked.
Did he just say collision course?
What's going on, Dalek Supreme? This wasn't our plan.
Our supply of missiles is exhausted. Our most effective remaining weapon is the command ship itself. Its neutronic power source will ensure total destruction of the target.
Impact with target coordinates in 45 rels.
No, there are innocent people aboard this ship. You'll kill us all.
All Daleks will prepare to evacuate.
Evacuate? What are you going to do without a ship? I know you can fly, but you won't be able to get back to your fleet. It's too far away.
We must verify that all mutant Daleks have been destroyed. Then we will exterminate all humans on this planet.
No! Don't you ever do anything but kill?
The only form of life that matters is Dalek life.
And then what? You're stuck on Red Rocket Rising with no means...
We are transmitting a distress signal! Dalek Command will dispatch a rescue mission!
From Sector Gamma Z Alpha 9? That could take a long time. Especially if they're busy fighting a battle with whoever...
Silence!
Is that them? I can hear them. Their ship, they're coming. How did they find us? Unless the Doctor betrayed us to them.
What should we do, Creator?
Fight them. There's an army of you now. Defend yourselves. Meet force with force.
You are in pain?
It's nothing. I can overcome it. My mind is stronger than this flesh.
More of us are required to resist our attackers. You must birth more units. We must be victorious.
Give it to me.
No, Tom. You were going to use this mini flamethrower thing. You were going to set off those batteries, blow out that wall, and have us both sucked out into space.
There's no time, Lucy. We have to do it. Just light the fuse.
No. There's got to be a chance, another way. Look, we have to find the Doctor.
Hark! Explain your presence or you will be exterminated.
Do it, Lucy. He's going to kill us anyway. Light it or we'll die for nothing. Lucy!
Impact with target coordinates in 15 rels.
You will remain here to ensure detonation.
I obey.
Dalek Supreme, please, for the love of God.
Attention, all Daleks, commence evacuation.
No use, Eileen. They're already opening the hatches.
Elevate!
Bye. And there they go. Well, the rats have deserted their sinking ship. And poor old Fred here is left to die with us. How does that make you feel, Fred?
10 rels. 9 rels.
I'll take that as a no comment.
What the hell?
Alert, alert. Explosion onboard command ship. Hull punctures reported. Anti-grav propeller unit compromised. Neutronic power shutdown imminent.
Oh, someone's up to something.
Target coordinates lost. Warning, target coordinates now unattainable. Unable to gain height.
Fred seems rather preoccupied at the moment. Come on, Clint.
Run!
Neutronic power now shut down. Detonation will not take place. Propellant unit failing. Unable to maintain height. Emergency crash landing in 4 rels.
Of yours, then, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I assume you had something to do with...
It was Tom, all right?
Tom Cardwell?
Yes. I tried to stop him, but this Dalek came out of nowhere.
Cardwell?
He's behind me somewhere. The Dalek, it started firing. I was running, and it must have set off the batteries, because...
The batteries?
Yeah. Tom had rigged them up to...
I don't understand. What happened? Why? Why aren't we dead?
So it was your plan to kill us all, then? That's good. That's very, very good. Because I'd hate to think that you'd done something so monumentally brainless by accident.
Well, that's a bit rich, considering what you've
just... What should we have done? Sit around and wait for you to save the day? Because newsflash for you, Doctor, we'd all still be waiting.
All right. Fair point, fair point. And as it turned out, you saved our lives.
Did I?
Your exploding batteries shut down the neutronic power source of this ship. So we came down with a rather large bump instead of a rather enormous bang.
So, is that you saying thank you, Doctor?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy now?
Whatever.
There's only one problem.
What?
The skies above us will be full of Daleks, and I imagine Martez's Daleks will be emerging.
So,
Red Rocket Rising is about to witness a Dalek bloodbath.
Who's going to win?
Not us. Come on!
Report! Our ship has crash-landed, of course. There was no neutronic explosion. Mutant Dalek base of operations still intact.
The Doctor must have sabotaged our drive systems. No matter. We must attack and destroy the mutant Dalek base. The Dalek bloodline must remain pure.
No sign of Fred.
Fred?
He must have gone to join his friends up there.
Oh, my God, look at them.
How many? About 50?
Enough. I'm coming in for attack.
What the hell are we going to do?
So, let me get this straight, Doctor.
What?
You know the Daleks and they know you.
We've fought many times, more times than I can bear to remember.
What, and they always win?
No.
But here they are, and if you'd beaten them, they wouldn't be here.
Well, if they'd beaten me, I wouldn't be here, would I?
Whatever. Look, all I want to know is, what's your plan?
You two really don't like each other, do you, eh?
Look, our planet is going to be destroyed by two monster armies. All you're doing is argue.
I'm trying to do my best.
Well, I'm not impressed.
All you've managed so far is a plan to wipe out Martez's Daleks and get killed in the process.
You couldn't even get that right. So come on, man with a plan.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, that's you in it. Written all over you. Time Lord said something like that anyway.
Ah, remembering more about your little encounter, are you?
Bits and bobs, now and again.
Are you just going to witter on
about... Doctor, you're all we've got!
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, it is a vote of confidence, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. You're the only one here who knows anything about these
towers. They're about to destroy everything in the crossfire. What else is there to know?
It started. Get down!
So, what are we going to do? Get into that box of yours and fly off?
That doesn't solve anything.
Got guts then.
Did the Time Lord say that too?
No, I did. But don't let it go too red.
All right.
Here's the plan. We're going to be all right.
On sheer weight of numbers, Martez's Daleks may just win. So we need to even the odds, but you have to trust me.
What choice do we have?
Tom, we'll need your house full of transmitters.
Transmitters, but why?
Shh. Lucy?
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
What for?
When the Time Lords put you into witness protection, I'm not sure they wanted you to go to war, but you're here and there's a war on.
Destroy all resistance! Exterminate! Halt, halt, you will not proceed beyond this point. The work of the human Martez must be eradicated. Mutant Daleks will stand aside. You will not defeat us. We outnumber you. There are more of us being birthed. We are the future. You are contaminated. All mutant Daleks will operate auto-destruct mechanisms. I am the Dalek Supreme. You will obey me. Obey.
We do not obey you. We are superior to you. You will be defeated.
My Daleks are pure. Impure hybrids will not stand against us. What is happening? Report!
Large party of humans detected advancing on this position.
Attack us! We are your future!
What? What's going on up there?
Our forces have engaged the enemy Daleks. They report that human survivors are also attacking.
Attacking? Attacking you? My creations?
Yes.
But why? Why would they do this?
They have joined forces with the enemy Daleks. They are now our enemies. They will be destroyed.
But this... Don't they realize that you are their future? I don't understand.
You must continue with the birthing.
God, and this is your plan? It's just murder, Doctor. Sheer murder.
Did I have to walk into the heart of it, Eileen? Eileen!
Doctor, just got the call from Tom. They managed to kill a few of Martez's Daleks, and the other Daleks used the confusion to gain... The other Daleks gained some advantage, but only for a while.
Give me the radio. Tom. Tom, can you hear me? Tom!
That's it.
Pull back, Tom. Pull back. Get out of there.
Do you think you got that?
I hope so, for all our sakes. Eileen, you know what to do.
Yes. Come on, Lucy.
Hey, and you. Stay alive, all right? I need you alive.
And you too, Lucy Miller. I don't think you're meant to die here, so just keep down and stay out of trouble.
Human losses reported.
No, this isn't right. It isn't what
I... What you intended, Martez?
You are our enemy. You must die.
Wait. What are you doing here, Doctor? Did you orchestrate this massacre of my people?
Your people? Look what you're doing to your people, Martez. You're turning them into...
I'm improving the breed, equipping them for the future.
You're playing God, and that stops now.
Is that supposed to impress me? I know that device isn't a weapon.
I see you didn't dismantle my little bomb. I was rather hoping you had.
What? No!
A feeble device. None of the systems is damaged. The birthing will continue.
But at least your guard dog is dead. You don't look too well yourself.
You've betrayed us to those monsters out there.
Which monsters? They are no different. Both sides are consumed with hate. And now your monsters are killing your own people. The people you hatched this obscene scheme to save. That save, in inverted commas, by the way, Martez, because... What are you doing?
Continuing the birthing. My people must be supreme.
Your Daleks, Martez, call them by their proper name. And if they win here, they will find a way off this planet and they will wreak havoc. Wherever they go, whether conquering innocent worlds or infighting with their relatives.
They are my creations. They will.
And is that really what you wanted for them? Weren't you talking about evolution? Progress? All you've created is a deadly galactic hurricane. A force that will cause destruction and unimaginable misery wherever it goes. And they won't need you much.
They will always need
me. I've seen it all before. They are smart. They'll figure out they don't need you, and then they will kill you.
Kill me? Is this what happened with the Daleks?
I saw it all, Martez. And being here, it's like waking up in a recurring nightmare. Trust me. I know where this is going. Taste of it now, and it's only the beginning. Unending war, which may one day destroy everything. Come on! Come on! Back, quickly, faster!
Tom, over here!
Lucy, did you get the stuff? Did you set it all up?
Yeah, just like you and the doctor said. We're in by those old warehouses. Got the aerial set up all round. Eileen's getting everyone up on the roof.
Martez's Daleks are right behind us, and the others are right behind them, so I hope the doctor's faith in me was justified.
You must go painted, pursue, and destroy them.
And if you're so clever, so all-knowing... What should I do?
Oh, I've finished with all my moralizing. It's your decision.
I'm wounded. I'm weak. This body was deteriorating anyway. Burnt out by the force of my intellect.
Or maybe brain transfers are a really stupid idea.
Maybe. My point is, Doctor,
You could overpower me. Stop the birthing. Cut the power now. At this critical stage, all of them would die.
I sent good people into that battle. I can't just stay down here listening to... That is the sound of the future, Martez. Think about that. Bye.
Stay where you are, Creator. We need reinforcements. The humans are fighting alongside the enemy.
I know.
What are you doing? You have cut the power. The reinforcements will die.
Reinforcements? They were your brothers. Your own blood. What have I done to you?
We need reinforcements or we will be defeated. Reconnect the power. Reconnect.
It's too late. The damage has been done.
Ah!
If only this were just a nightmare. Time to wake up, Doctor.
Right. Is it all working, Tom? Is it all fixed up?
Yes. I just hope I've set it on enough frequencies.
High frequencies. That's what the Doctor said, wasn't it? That's the stuff that confuses the Daleks, he said.
But not for long. Remember, he said they'd adapt pretty fast.
Well, all my lot are in position. Yours?
Yes. The moment you switch that on, Tom, we'll be ready
to chuck every bit of rubbish we could lay our hands on down onto him. You want to see what we found? Looks like old bits of aircraft engine and tons of rocks and bricks.
Here they come!
Doctor!
Nice little cul-de-sac you found yourselves here. Is it ready, Tom?
I think so.
What about Martez?
Dead. No more new Daleks. That part of the nightmare's over.
What if this lot start flying? I mean, we won't be able to
stop. If Tom's transmitters do their job, the Daleks will get a momentary brain shock.
Momentary?
That's all we can do. The rest is down to brute force.
There they are! Some of them are taking off. Oh, no!
Now, Tom, now's your time.
Is that working? Oh, you and your rubbish plans, Doctor! It's not bleeding working!
Give it time. Full boost, Tom.
It'll burn out.
Then burn it out!
Mutants! Control! What is happening? Help me!
It's working! Doctor, it's working! They're falling to the ground!
But not for long. Lucy!
Everyone! Chuck! This down! Chuck it now! Keep chucking it! Keep chucking! Is it over? Have we won?
I'm not sure.
Down there! Look!
Daleks! How many of them?
I can't see through all this!
A Dalek Supreme and two of Martez. One of Martez's Daleks.
Does that matter? I mean, just a couple left. That's pretty good going, isn't it?
Just one Dalek is one too many. Stay here.
Hey! Where are you going? What do you think you're doing, you soft...
I cannot! Cannot see enemy!
Look at you both. Haven't you finished with your killing? Doesn't all this death piled all around you, doesn't it sicken you? Yes.
Enemy.
Is that going to be your dying word? Everyone's an enemy to you, even this pathetic creature made in your image. Die, of course. Everyone must die, mustn't they?
Doctor, get away from them. They could still be dangerous.
Are you? Are you dangerous? Come on, just for once, surprise me. Doesn't all this death and destruction, doesn't it affect you in any way? Isn't there a glimmer of hope inside all that battle armor?
Blood.
What's it say?
Blood.
Blood of Dalek.
Yeah, there's plenty of that around, mate. Oh, it stinks.
Must remain pure.
So that's what's inside. Oh, it's like someone threw up a squid dinner. Gross.
Yes.
You
will be. And you will not.
Some of you must have given up hope, but if the past few weeks have taught us anything, let it be this: that Professor Martez was wrong. Humanity is a remarkable race, a strong race, an enduring race. We have suffered a great deal, thanks to the monsters both within and without our society, but we have survived, and we will continue to thrive. Our calls have been answered, sooner even than we could have prayed. It is with joy and a restored faith, therefore, that I tell you, my friends, that this time rescue truly is at hand. A fleet of ships is on its way from a world at the edge of our solar system, populated by people very much like ourselves. A world called Telf.
You know, you could give some of them a lift. Plenty of space in your TARDIS, from what I've seen.
It's not that simple, Lucy.
Whatever. Look, Doctor, for what it's worth, I mean, I wasn't actually going to leave the Daleks to you. I didn't know where you were, did I? I was just...
I know. Maybe I've been a little unfair to you. The Time Lords, my people, are like the Daleks in one respect. I always seem to let them push my buttons.
So, what are you saying? You want me to stay with you?
I wouldn't go that far. But maybe I could drop you off somewhere else, somewhere more...
Nah, you're all right, mate. Rescue ship's on the way anyhow. No need to put yourself out on my account.
Well, if that's how you feel. I mean, it's probably for the best. We're both free spirits.
Exactly. And who says we have to dance to the Time Lord's tune? We both have our own lives to lead.
Yes?
Oh, it's you. What can I... Yes? Yes, I can certainly do that. What was that name again? With a Y? No? I-E. Got you. And you say she's native to Earth 2006, and yet... Red Rocket Rising. Interesting. I assume you can message over a biosignature. And the usual conditions are acceptable to you. In which case, Mr. Hulbert, I believe I can guarantee a satisfactory outcome. You've just engaged the headhunter. And I promise you, there's nowhere in space or time this Lucy Miller can hide from me.
It's open.
It's been hours. Saw your box. Wondered why you were still here.
I'm surprised you noticed.
Well, went to a sort of street party. Not much food or booze. And that Tom. I mean, I know he saved the day and all that.
He saved the day?
But he's still as balmy as a bag of frogs. And that Eileen. Well, she's a bit up herself, isn't she?
So what you're saying is you got bored?
Yeah. And they're saying it could be a week before anyone gets here.
And you just assumed I'd be waiting for you after 4 hours.
Well, thought it was worth checking, yeah.
So you told me everything? You've no idea why you're on witness protection? Why I can't take you home? And why, when I tried to leave this world...
Hang on. You tried to leave?
Repeatedly. And each time the TARDIS brought me straight back here.
Well, I like that. First chance you get and you bail out on me. You're supposed to be protecting me in case you forgot.
It seems I have no choice.
You think I like this any more than you do? Yeah, I want to see the universe, but it doesn't mean I have to put up with you, with all your moaning and your preaching. Show me a better offer and I'm gone. Won't see me for dust.
I'll look forward to it. In the meantime, Lucy Miller, it looks like we're stuck with each other.
Fantastic.
Whatever.
In Doctor Who, Blood of the Daleks, Part 2, directed by Nicholas Briggs, Paul McGann starred as the Doctor, with Sheridan Smith as Lucy Miller, Eileen Clint, Anita Dobson, Asha Gryvern, Hayley Atwell, Tom Cardwell, Kenneth Cranham, Lowell, Jerry O'Toole, The Headhunter, Katerina Olsen, The Daleks, Nicholas Briggs, sound design and music by ERS Studios. The audio adventures of Doctor Who are produced by Nicholas Briggs, Sharon Gosling, and Jason Haig Ellery for Big Finish Productions.
When you say to people, Doctor Who, almost the first thing they do is go, exterminate, you know, and that is, you know, the Doctor and the Daleks are inextricably linked. I think that if you're going to have a new series of Doctor Who, for me, it just seemed obvious to have the Daleks in the first episode.
Explain your presence or you will be exterminated!
Stop him! Fire!
Have you really never heard of the Daleks?
Once upon a time, you wouldn't have had to ask.
The Doctor is too dangerous to remain at liberty.
I will do anything it takes to stop your twisted dreams ever seeing the light of day.
Doctor, look out!
Hello, I'm Nicholas Briggs and I'm the executive producer of Big Finish Productions.
Clint, you have to warn your people about the Daleks. Tell them to defend themselves or you'll be sending every man, woman and child on this planet to their deaths.
It really defines the Doctor's character, putting him up against the Daleks, because they are the nastiest of the nasties, the worst of the monsters.
I am the Dalek Supreme.
Well, we can't talk about the Daleks and the fact that you do it for TV and for Big Finish without you doing the voice.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you do it, then? I mean, it's not a very high-tech... I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but it's not high-tech, is it, the kit that you use?
How very dare you.
Exterminate!
The Dalek voice was created back in, you know, 1963, and they had in the radiophonic workshop an old GPO ring modulator, which was about as big as that amp over there, which is, I don't know, like a sort of a big box. And
that's very descriptive. I like that.
Yeah, yes. About the size of a big box with knobs on.
It's about 2 foot by 1.5, isn't it?
Thanks, yes, that does it. I mean, the one I've got here is about the size of an old cassette player, if you can picture that. Because people often ask me when I'm interviewed, they say, oh, do you kind of sometimes whip out your ring modulator and surprise people? And I say, because they've got this idea that it's something like a kazoo. They just go, oh, like, or that thing that the guys who do the Mr. Punch voice, the swazzle, I think it's called, where they put it under their tongue and they go, and they can immediately do. No, it's a box with switches and controls on it, and you have to plug a microphone into it. Ideally, you need an amplifier and a speaker.
You can't surprise someone on the street.
Basically, you'd need to go around with a large suitcase full of equipment to surprise it, and also a mains power source.
It is the Doctor!
Get very excited about you, don't they?
One gets used to it.
I'm not a technical person. I just use technology for, you know, whatever I need it to do, but I don't really understand it. But essentially, it switches your voice on and off.
You can hear my voice coming out of the speaker, and then bit by bit, you can hear the effect of it just being cut up like that. So, and then eventually you get to that. And at the moment, it just sounds like I need to clear my throat. But then what you have to do is the delivery, and it gets very manic. Exterminate!
That's what does the trick, and this is the very one that I take to the to Cardiff to do the TV series as well. I mean, because when I got the job to do it for BBC Wales, the director of the first Dalek story, Joe Ahern, phoned up and said, you know, oh, thanks very much, I'm really pleased you're doing this, I've heard your Dalek voices, so it's really great, aren't they? How do you do it? He said, you know, and he said, have you got the thing that does it? Because it's a lost art at the BBC. There's no radiophonic workshop.
Target has left the incubation chamber.
Find him and kill him!
I've been doing the Dalek voices for Big Finish since, I think, about the year 2000. And we used to use, because there are many digital effects processors, and we used to use one that had a ring modulator setting on it, and we spent ages trying to get it right. And it was always okay. But then I heard about these things, and I thought, well, the original ring modulator they used was analog, not digital. Which, and basically, the difference is that in an analog audio device, you can overload the signal, and you'll get a slight level of distortion that will kind of sound fuzzy and warm. Whereas with digital stuff, it kind of just peaks and kind of switches on and off and makes it hot, and it's ghastly and it's not pleasant and it's clearly a technical error and you don't want to listen to it. And I realised that in the old days on Doctor Who, you know, the guys were shouting into those little sports-style lip mics, and it was creating a level of distortion. And so part of what we appreciate as that iconic voice is just sheer analogue distortion, a completely overloaded signal going through, you know, old circuitry. And I thought, well, you're much more likely to get that with this kind of device. And just to explain further, it has actually got wooden panels as well at the side, which is, I think, rather cute. I rather like it. So, yeah. So I felt that this was the way to do it. So I bought it for the Big Finish productions I was doing. And it's come in handy for Doctor Who on the BBC.
And parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs.
Well, not without my suitcase full of equipment, obviously. You know, I did take it once to... I was directing a play up in Chesterfield, an Alan Ayckbourn play, Table Manners. And in order to publicise the play, the production company had managed to, you know, they told Radio Sheffield that I did the voice of the Daleks. And they went, oh, yes, all right then. So Bernie Clifton interviewed me down the line. And it was charming, actually. But I took my ring modulator and speaker up to Chesterfield for that reason. I thought, well, they're going to want to hear that if they're going to interview me. But the bizarre thing was, I did take it to a party because one of the members of the cast said, do come to our barbecue on Saturday because my little son, Daniel, loves the Daleks, you see. At the beginning of the party, I took the ring modulator on my microphone and the amplifier in, you know, in my suitcase. And I said to little Daniel, this is the thing. And he said, oh, I see. I said, I'll need two power sockets to put it in. He said, oh, yes, fine. So you'll plug it in here. And I said, well, we'll do it later, shall we? Oh, yeah, fine. And later on in the party, I said, shall I do the Dalek thing for you now? And he said, yes, yes. I said, I'll just set it up here. And he was very nice, chatty little boy, you know. And so I got got it all set up and then just went, exterminate. And he screamed and ran up the stairs. And I was just saying, I'm coming after you, I can fly up the stairs. He's just screaming and screaming, and he could see that it was me doing it, but he was utterly terrified. It's terrible, isn't it?
Now, if only we had a radio.
Next time on Doctor Who.
Oh, cripes.
Glittery top hat, tinsel feather boa, stacking of boots and silver eyeshadow.
I wouldn't be seen dead.
Have some respect, Lucy. The man's been torn to pieces.
A dead Glen Rocker?
Doctor, what year is this?
It's 1974.
Why 1974?
This is as close as I could get, as close as I'm allowed to get.
I bet it's down south, too.
Doctor, what on earth are those creatures?
The Only Ones promised they would come for us. They would take us away, into the universe.
Why are they called the Only Ones?
Is it just me, or is it getting colder?
Doctor Who, Horror of Glen Rock.
They'll be here very soon.
And it's going to be a long night.
Beyond the Vortex featured contributions from Nicholas Briggs. It was produced by Martin Montague.